Blog Talk Mike. Radio.
Everybody, you are around the mic with yours truly, Sir Charles Carey. It's been a minute, but we're going to get into it. I'm going to talk about all the things that's been going on and going down and all the things that's been happening. I've got a pretty informative show for you today. So I'm looking forward to just getting right to it. Hopefully, there'll be some great takeaways, so I won't belabor the moment. I am Sir Charles Carey from Around the Mic. It's been a while, and I have the awesome pleasure of actually being interviewed on my show. And this is a little different for me because I'm normally the person conducting the interviews, but at this stage, I am the person being interviewed on my very own show. So we only have a short time to be with you, so I'm not going to take a lot of time. What I am going to do is introduce my interviewer. So if you're just dialing in, you are listening to Around the Mic. If there's any background noise, please mute your phones. I believe it's *6, and I'm going to introduce my interviewer so that you have an idea of what's going on, who is who, and can have a nice, clean show. So this young lady, I've known her for quite some time now. She's a mom. She's an entrepreneur. She writes. She's done a little bit of everything. Again, if you get background noise, please get into a quiet place, some place where there isn't a lot of things going on in your home and where your background is, so that the show is clean and the other listeners can enjoy the show. Again, I am Sir Charles Carey from Around the Mic, and I want to introduce to you the interviewer. Again, I've known her for quite some time. She is a mom. She is an entrepreneur. She writes. She does a little bit of everything. Actually, as of recently, she's been my right hand, my left hand, and she has really been so supportive of the entire SCC Inc. organization. Without further ado, I want to introduce Kishelle Vonnet. Kishelle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, good evening, everybody.
Fantastic.
How's everyone?
Okay. Well, everyone is doing good on my end that I can see so far. I had a pretty good day. I hope you had a good day.
I did have a good day.
Great, fantastic. I won't belabor the moment longer. I'm going to basically turn the show over to you so that you can begin the process. There's a lot going on. I know there's a lot we have to cover. So show is in your hands. You go for it, and we'll find out and fill in the blanks.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for introducing me, Sir Charles Carey. It's a pleasure to be on your talk show this evening, and I just have a few questions to find out what's been going on with you since we haven't heard from you in some time. So first thing I would like to know is, okay, where have you been?
Well, you know, the show started, well, I've been a member of BTR since 2008, and I have been around the country, not every single state around the country, but I've been around the country for the past few years, off and on. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir. I can hear you just fine.
Okay. I've been around the country a couple of times doing workshops, doing promotions, and you know, I mean, just really getting myself back out there, getting in front of the general public, and actually in a pretty big way, and doing a lot of networking also. So the last show that I did here on Around the Mic was, I think, 2010. Way I was working with a few other people on the BTR platform and working with some people out in California. At that time was the VIM network. Some of those people I am still in touch with, but, you know, we've gone on to do different things as individuals. But, you know, life goes on, and you keep, hopefully, you keep good relationships and you continue to grow and evolve.
Okay, wonderful. So specifically, can we ask who are some of those people you've been working with? Are these people mainstream? Are these local? Are these people in the Maryland and D.C. area?
Well, literally, they have been people from around the country. The most notable, I've been to a few of George Frazier's Powered Networking Conference, and I met so many people there under the networking umbrella. I've been traveling to various conferences, and I have also been, again, you know, honestly, every time you go somewhere different, whether it's in the city, a different state, or even outside your own home, there's an opportunity to network. So it's always about networking. But some of the most prominent people that I could share with you that I have been working with are two people in particular. I've been working with the 32nd top speaker in the world, Mr. Delatoro McNeil. It's been an honor to get to know him, to befriend him, to be mentored by him, just to get to know him. I mean, he's got a wealth of information. He is a very well-known and respected speaker, trainer in this business, and we share a mentor in common in Dr. Willie Jolly, who is the 12th top speaker in the world. So I've been working with 12th and the 32nd top speakers in the world.
Wow, that's pretty amazing, Sir Charles. So may I ask, what's new on your agenda for 2015?
Well, there's a lot of things I've got planned, a lot of things I really want to do. You know, the year's getting started. As you say, it's 2015 now. And the first thing, or the first main thing that I'm working towards, is an event in New York City called Health and Wellness Empowerment. Now, it's part of the Cure Tour, which is an offshoot of my book tour, Radiate the Brain and Change the Game. But the first stop we're going to make is in New York City, and we're going to do this event on March 7th, which is a Saturday, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. noon. Last year, the Cure Tour took us to Las Vegas, Dallas, Virginia. I did interviews in New York City. Oh my gosh, where did we go? We went all over the place. We went anywhere we could that we can kick up some dirt, make some noise. And I wanted to resume that book tour coupled up with a workshop starting 2015. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. In fact, I'm just grateful that you're going to be on board. You've been a great help with the whole Sir Charles Carey SCC Inc. movement. So I look forward to working with you in this capacity for the first time. We'll be working on that event in March. So that's
and I'm very excited about that as well.
Yeah, and another thing is, last year I was part of a reality show with Delatoro McNeil. That's a show that's being shopped around at networks. We're trying to get a deal with the reality show. They took 9 people, put us in a mansion, and gave us a bunch of challenges. We had massages. We met with TV personalities. We spoke at the drop of a hat, 2-minute speeches, 5-minute speeches, 20-minute speeches. We put events together, you know, all with very little preparation to show people in the business arena, in the entrepreneurial arena, how things are done and how things can be done. how stressing it can be, you know, what it takes to make yourself relevant and how to be successful when, you know, you just don't know what's coming next. So there's a lot in the pipeline, and I just look forward to doing as much of it as I can, adding value in the process.
Well, great. That is a lot you've been doing, so no wonder it's been so long. So I'd just like to ask you, what can we expect from you in the future since you've been doing so much?
Well, outside of the Cure Tour continuing with the Health and Wellness Empowerment event, we're bringing six other professionals. We're bringing fitness professionals. We're bringing nutritionists. We're bringing testimonials. And, of course, I'm going to bring a major portion to the show via the main presentation or the keynote on some of the health and wellness topics. But I'm also going to come out with new products in 2015, a new DVD, CD set. There's just so much going on. We got T-shirts. And, again, we're just trying to really create awareness in the process of educating people, enhancing and empowering people, making a difference.
That's very amazing, Sir Charles. So I would like to know, what keeps you motivated in your craft?
Honestly, I think it's my God-given talent, skill, and ability. We all have different skills and talents, and I feel that I've tapped into mine. And I'm sold out to it. You know, I love what I do. I love the opportunities that are before me. And, again, I've been doing this for quite some time, but there's nothing else I'd rather do other than music. And I found a way of even incorporating my music into the whole process at times.
That is just great. So many people don't even know what they want to do, even as an adult. So that's great for you. Now, I would like to ask you, was your dream always public speaking?
No, not at all. My main focus from a child up until I was saying maybe up to 10 or so years ago was music. Music is something that's been in my family for a very long time, singing, performing, writing, and I've done quite a bit of that. Actually, my last CD, which came out in 2012, was on the top 15 list of independent charts, Reverb Nation, and, you know, it was amazing because when I was trying to pursue music with a more fierce and steady attempt, I wasn't hitting the mark. But now that my focus has shifted, it seems like the music took on a life of its own. So royalty checks come in, and I cash them.
Very, very nice. So if you weren't into public speaking, and if you wasn't a best-selling Amazon author, what do you think you would be doing?
I can't imagine, but I would say that it would probably have to do something with people. That's just always been my strongest point.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now I would like to know, what have you learned throughout the years?
I've learned a lot. I've learned about myself, that the same message basically that I bring to the platform is that you can do anything you want if you apply yourself, and definitely if you have the desire to do so. You know, you just have to have that umption to want more, so that you can be more, do more, and have more.
Great. I like that answer. So what would you say is your optimum goal?
My optimum goal is to stay in front of audiences, regardless of how big they are. Stay in front of different audiences, present my teachings, present my findings, present my experience, present the information that I know people can benefit from in my books, and to keep empowering and doing what I feel God wants me to do, you know, to share these new perspectives, because I'm an out-of-the-box person, to share these different perspectives with whoever I have a chance to help grow. You know, as an alternative recourse expert, the whole point is I help people through difficult situations. So to make good on that, I need to be in front of people.
Okay. So since I've heard some information about health and wellness, may I ask, how has your health been?
Well, you know, I'm a two-time cancer survivor. I'm an overcomer of substance abuse. I don't know minute by minute what my current situation is, but I try to eat right, eat well. To my understanding, the cancer in remission is not something that's currently a threat to my life, so I keep going. And to be honest with you, even when it was a threat, I kept going. So, you know, no matter what's before you, just keep going. Just keep doing, keep growing, keep evolving.
Great. I love that ambition in you. Are there any tips you can provide about health and wellness, life, or personal passions to our audience?
Well, I really think that, you know, when you, you know, sometimes, you know, in my workshops and my keynotes, I talk about trying to fill the void, you know, or knowing that there's something missing. Many times people don't realize that something is missing, yet they stay in the same place. They don't try to find out what is that missing link. What is that thing that's, you know, mysteriously not there? You know, I think that you have to be willing to participate in your own rescue. People have to be willing to walk the high wire without the net. You know, you have to take a chance on you, you know. I mean, I know there are various scenarios that we're all confronted with, and, you know, you may not always know which way to turn, but sometimes you have to take a chance and fail. John Maxwell talks about failing forward. You know, if you fall down, at least you're further ahead than when you first started. So take a chance on you. Ask for help. You know, there's so many things I could share with you. I know the time is limited, but there's so many different techniques and, I guess, strategies to fulfilling your promise in life.
Great. That's some amazing information. Great. Now, I would like to know, what struggles do you have, if any?
Well, I think my struggles are, like a lot of other entrepreneurs, how do I get my products and services in front of people? And basically, I constantly got to talk to people. Constantly look for the opportunities, literally, figuratively, imaginatively, you know, think of ways of doing it. For instance, the event that we're doing on March 7th, I decided to take a faith walk and find the venue and, you know, create the opportunity for myself and these other experts to go to New York City and Harlem and present this information. You know, if someone's not knocking on my door, I can always build my own.
Right, I like that. So what, besides the struggles you have, I would like to ask you, what makes you feel that what you do is fruitful for you or easy or, you know, not true or pretty much comes second nature to you with what you do? What is it that you feel is just the easiest part of what you do?
Yes, it's easy for me to go through it, but I don't look at it as it being easy. I just look at it, it's my natural gift. You know, when you search yourself and you look at yourself, you assess yourself, and you size yourself up, you know, like in my book, Radiate the Brain and Change the Game. If you go to the website and you get the book, you'll see when you get that book, it's a personal assessment, a resource for you to size yourself up, not by my standards, but if you're honest, by your own standards. And that's what I've done. I was able to size myself up. You know, I come to a point in my life where I know that I could have done what I've been doing, or I could try to do something that's truly a tailored fit for me. And I think that what I'm doing now is a tailored fit for me. You know, I'm the CEO of me. And I encourage everyone else and everyone else out there to be the CEO of YOU. You know, and all of our talents, they're not the same. They're different. And it's okay for them to be different. But if they are the same, it's okay for them to be that also.
Great, great. I like that phrase, CEO of me. That's really unique. Now, we're about to wrap up. I just have a few more questions left for you. What advice do you have for the community? What advice do you have for the community regarding awareness?
You know, we're trying to get some support for this event. You know, we really need people to dial in, to support us. We have a crowdfunding effort that's out there with Rocket Hub. We have T-shirts that we're offering to help us secure the venue. We've got the books. We've got all these different things. We've got consultations. And I'm really trying to, you know, get people to get on board with what we're doing, because I know that someone out there really can benefit from, you know, what we bring to the table. And, you know, when you have experts in coming from six different angles when it comes to health and wellness, you know, there's something out there for someone. You know, you may not need what everyone brings to the table, but you can benefit from something from someone. You may know someone that can benefit from that information.
Great. Now, just one last question for you. If you could change anything about your life, what would it be and why?
I would have started a lot sooner doing the exact same things, maybe even coupled with the music, because I would have an opportunity of reaching people for a longer period of time in a specific manner, in a specific capacity, because it could have impacted more people.
Okay. Well, that's the end of my questions. I appreciate all the detailed information, catching up with you, where have you been, what you've been doing, who you've been working with. It's great to get you back on the show. And any other questions online for us this evening? We have about maybe 7 minutes left.
No, but, you know, I like to share was that they can go to our website, sircharlescarey.com. Or sircharlescarey.net, excuse me, if they want to support the event. If they want to attend the event, they can go to that same website. Again, the event is on March 7th. As of January the 7th, 2-for-1 offer, excuse me, will be rescinded. So if you're in the New York metropolitan area in Harlem, West Side, Lower East Side, but anywhere in the area, I would definitely encourage you to, again, go to my website, come on out, check us out for the day. It's going to be a phenomenal event, you know, lots of information, giveaways. I mean, this is so much that we're trying to bring to the platform in a short period of time. And, you know, for the price, you may learn something that can last you a lifetime. You really may. Our website, again, is www.sircharlescarey.net or sircharlescarey.com. You can contact me at 301-254-2278. 301-254-2275.
Okay, thank you very much for that detailed contact information. I'm pretty sure you're also on Facebook, of course, and any other social media sites you would like to share with us?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can go to all those sites and find me under Sir Charles Carey.
Wonderful. It has been such a pleasure to catch up with you and find out what the latest buzz has been with you. I really enjoyed our interview tonight. And thank you again so much.
Well, thanks for being here, and look forward to us hitting it in real time when we get out there on the road and make some things happen.
Great. Thank you again.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, that pretty much wraps up our show. We will put the replay in the social media boxes, like on Facebook and LinkedIn and all that. In case you missed it in real time, you can catch the replay. We definitely love the opportunity of sharing the information with you. But more importantly, share the information with someone that can benefit from it. You know, I mean, it could be a friend, a colleague, a family member. We all know someone that has struggled or someone that has gone through life challenges. And I'd just like to, I'm just so passionate about what I do. And, you know, just like the song says, everybody knows, you know, everybody knows someone that's gone through challenges. Everybody knows someone that needs help. Everybody knows someone that needs someone to just listen. So go to the site, get in touch with me on the social media, get in touch with us in real time. Let us see what we can do to add value to your life. We've got about 3 minutes left. Take a listen as we fade out with Everybody Knows, because everybody does know. Yes, indeed.
Signing out, Kishelle Bonet Smith.
Well, I'll just bleep myself out, folks. In case you're just signing in, we were talking about the health and wellness event, the Cure Tour, and what's coming up with Sir Charles Carey. I am Sir Charles Carey. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio. In fact, we've got an interview tomorrow with Joyce White. Check us out on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and many of the other social media platforms. Thank you for your time, and I definitely look forward to connecting with you. And what else can I say? Everybody knows. Hopefully you will be there too. You've been listening to Around the Mic with Sir Charles Carey. Tune in next time when Sir Charles will introduce a new guest, a new product, a new service, all around the mic.